On the show today, we have PSEU Principal and Advisors Plus Chris Joy talking to us about the rise in interest rates impact on credit unions. So check it out. Welcome to the show. And on today's program, we are talking with Chris Joy from PSEU. And you are the principal at Advisors Plus. Can you give us the kind of the connection? But before we get into the interview, can you give us the connection between PSEU and Advisors Plus?
Sure. Okay. Advisors Plus is kind of an independent consulting group with PSEU. Okay. We service all our member owner credit unions, helping them solve business issues, grow their business lines, improve their profitability, whatever the case may be. So we like to say, we've been in your shoes and that's how we aim to help you by looking at things from your point of view.
Gotcha. Very cool. I like that. And what we're talking about today is the rise in interest rates, which has been a big headliner the past few days or week or so, and its impact on credit unions. So just to kind of get started here, Chris, I mean, what's the initial impact, if any, because it's such an incremental, hike, so to speak. But, going into 2017, what do you see happening?
Well, the first thing, Mike, is we at Advisors Plus think that everyone's got to take a step back and really kind of evaluate their behavior. We've gone 10 years without any increase in the funding cost rates whatsoever. They've either declined or they've been rock bottom. Mm-hmm. So if you think of 10 years worth of performance, all that, could change a little bit going forward. So we really need to step back in and say, how do we deal with perhaps a little bit of volatility in our funding cost environment?
Indeed. And there have been a lot of experts or these type interest rate experts, so to speak, if there are, right. if you want to call it that. But they say that, there'll be multiple interest rate hikes in 2017. What could that do for credit unions? Because that will have a bigger impact on what just happened last week.
Absolutely. And the first thing is the most simple. Everyone's funding costs are going to go up. It's going to get more expensive to do business. And depending on the type of loan and funding source that you use to tie to that loan, it could have an impact on your margins in 2017 and beyond. Mm-hmm. Small to start, but it's going to grow. And we're back to that shift in behavior thing, or at least in terms of recognition.
Right. I hear the refi business is going to be affected a little bit with the
and it seems like everyone's rushing to close now, right?
Exactly. I mean, although interest rates are still at rock bottom, pardon my salesmanship, rock bottom lows, they're still incredibly, incredibly low. So do you think it's going to affect like consumer confidence at all or anything like that? Because I mean, they're still pretty low.
I think consumer confidence, at least from the latest reading, seems to be, on an upward trend. The rising rates, I think some of that is in anticipation of inflationary issues and spending all seems to be generating some degree of confidence mm-hmm. that jobs in the economy are going to continue to improve. So short run, don't see any negative impact from consumer confidence.
On the positive side, I've spoken to a few people and they say like kind of investing products at credit unions will certainly receive a little bit of boost for this because obviously there'll be a bigger return than what's been happening lately.
Absolutely. I mean, for 10 years, savers and retirees, fixed income folks have been punished by trying to, find a place to park their savings that's mm-hmm. safe and secure. So a lot of folks who may have some very low interest rates are looking to see what kind of yield they can claim in the future here.
Indeed. Instead of making like, 3 cents a month or something on a savings account? Woo, extremely that'll get me a happy stick of gum.
Extremely low, right.
No doubt. All right. Hey, one of the items that you brought up was the rising rate of environment rekindling questions surrounding credit card portfolios that carry non-variable or fixed APRs. What's the impact here? What's going on here?
Sure. Well, if you're a non-variable or a fixed APR credit card issuer, basically you're not changing your rate as indexes change, such as prime rate or in some cases LIBOR, your rate stays the same, every month, every day. Those folks are going to absolutely see margin compression in the short run. Yep. The question is how much and to what extent and, what is the curve of any potential increase look like on their business, and then how are they going to respond to that? Are they going to say, well, we skim some profits the last 10 years that we're not going to see going forward, and that's good enough? Or I don't think so. Most managements expect continual increase in volume and earnings and stable margins. So they're going to be left with, how do I deal with that?
Mm-hmm, indeed, indeed. And another, let's switch a little bit gears here. What advice do you have, or what do you recommend for credit unions early in 2017? You mentioned like stress testing 2017 budgets. What's that mean?
Well, really, it's taking the Fed action and some of their statements about future increases and trying to evaluate, you know, how your budget forecast for funding costs is in 2017. See what effect that has on your margins. And, you know, is it minor? Is it minuscule? Mm-hmm. Is it starting to create a trend that you don't like or that you're going to have to address?
Yeah.
And to what extent? So kind of getting a handle on those scenarios really should help folks down in the future plan for the answering the question, what would I do?
Yeah, exactly. Because I mean,
margins start to really deteriorate materially, and I have to address that.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. All right, to wrap up here, Chris, PSCU has written a white paper on this very topic, and briefly, can you give us a couple of key topics or key takeaways? And then, second part of the question is, where can folks get it?
Yeah, I mean, I think we already tapped that a little bit. You know, the first thing is that analysis phase, stress testing, saying what happens if I get three rate increases? What if they're all a quarter of a point? What if they're a half a point?
Yeah.
You know, what if they're four? You know, what are those impacts on your product lines? And then once you have that, you really have to start developing some alternatives. You know, do I need to raise prices on new accounts?
Mm-hmm.
How big a transactor file do I have? Because that's key. All those folks who pay absolutely no interest to you because they pay their accounts in full every month,
yeah,
cost on them is going to be, you know, much more significant than on somebody who you're getting some interest income for. Mm-hmm. So developing those scenarios and alternatives of how you would respond to diminished margins is really key going forward. And the time is now.
Yeah, oh, no
because,
doubt.
You know, you don't want to wait until you have a problem. A significant one, yeah. You want to kind of get ahead of the curve.
Yeah, it's like anything. Have a plan, you know, develop, like you said, develop these different scenarios, see what happens and have a plan for each one and then move forward with it. Because those other interest rate hikes, they're going to happen. So got to be prepared for them.
Right.
Indeed. All right. Last question here. Where can folks pick up the white paper so they can get
it? They can get it through PSCU's website. Okay. Our member owners can get it through our internal web portal. I think it's been published in a number of credit union publications as well with various links to that.
Right on. All right, Chris. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your day. It looks like you guys are ready for the holidays right there in the background. Well done on that. Us too. So enjoy your holiday season and stay warm there in Ohio. And we'll check back in 2017, see where we are.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome.